producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Today's development, while concerning and unfortunate, is continued evidence that our monitoring program is working. While I cannot discuss patient specifics, I can tell you this new patient was involved in the care of Mr. Duncan, the original patient whose passing we still mourn.
Do you believe it? Once again, Dallas, ground zero for Ebola. Mistakes were made. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We just can't get away from it. This is crazy. A nurse with Ebola called the CDC before she actually got on a commercial flight. So my question is, why wouldn't they have told her not to take the flight? If they were monitoring and being cautious as the people who certainly who were caretakers for Thomas Duncan were supposedly being monitored, why would she be allowed to get on a commercial flight? It makes absolutely no sense. I mean, the question is, how did this happen? So health workers exposed to Ebola, now they're saying, shouldn't get on public transportation. It's always after the fact. We've had one mistake after another. And you figure, okay, one strike, you think they'd be so concerned, you wouldn't be looking for all these other things to happen. But the dominoes keep collapsing. I think, sorry, really eroding my confidence anyway in the CDC. Every time I see, no offense to Dr. Tom Frieden, but every time I see him before a microphone, it's always trying to reassure us. But reassure us as they bungle up something else. You trace it back to, will we talk to somebody at the CDC? I don't get it. Amber Vinson was flying halfway across the country. 132 other people, unsuspecting, were on that flight with her. But before flying from Cleveland to Dallas on Monday, she called, working with Nina Pham and seeing that she was in isolation and how she developed Ebola, she smartly called the CDC to report an elevated temperature of 99.5 Fahrenheit. So she said, listen, I got a temperature. She told them she was getting on a plane. And she wasn't told not to get on the plane. Hey, I have a temperature. I'm concerned. I'm getting on a plane. No. Instead of saying, listen, don't get on that plane because there'll be so many other people on that plane with you, nobody said anything. So then she's diagnosed with Ebola on Wednesday. And right away, what does the CDC say? Well, guidelines weren't followed when she took the commercial flight. But wait a second. She called you to report the temperature. So where's the accountability? I mean, who's the fall guy in this? I don't think it's the nurse again. Like, they keep trying to sort of blame the nurse. Protocol isn't followed. Guidelines weren't followed. So then you have the Dallas mayor, Mike Rawlings, who keeps getting questioned about it. And he says she was being monitored here in Dallas. And if she was being monitored correctly, I think she should have never gotten on that flight, which I agree. Bravo. He's right. How could you monitor someone and then say, and not ask them those questions, who are you coming in contact with your life? What's going on? Where are you going to be this weekend? What's happening this day, that day? What is your schedule? How difficult is it to ask that? So now she saw her mother, she saw her fiance, she was on that flight, she was in a terminal, and you just don't know because we go to the variable again that I keep throwing out. Bodily functions, bodily fluids, the sneeze, the cough, the accidental drop of sweat. The CDC just comes back around again. Frieden says she shouldn't have flown because she helped care for the Ebola patient, Thomas Duncan, at the hospital in Dallas. And because of Nina Pham, the other health worker, who had already been diagnosed with Ebola. Now, what he's saying is the CDC guidance in the outline shows the need for controlled movement. And that means a chartered plane, a car, but does not include public transportation. So then he goes on to say, okay, here's our guidelines. And he says, we will from this moment forward ensure that no individual who's being monitored for exposure undergoes travel in any way other than controlled movement. Duh. They wouldn't have said this in the beginning. You know, look, I have a composition notebook. I bet you all have something that you write in. Could they not copy the notes, the guidelines, and hand them to every single person at a meeting and emphasize that as one of the top five things you don't want to do? Hey, you probably are totally fine. Geez, don't worry. We're monitoring you. Keep taking your temperature. But don't be around a lot of people. Don't jump on public transportation. That's a pretty much a no-brainer, I would think. So once again, what do we always see these breakdowns in? This is, besides doing this radio show, because it infuriates me how people don't know how to communicate, sometimes I go and speak to people about communicating, right? How is it that we just can't communicate correctly, especially in a situation where you already had a nurse down? You already had errors and problems that happened with Tom Duncan, starting back with Duncan. And now to let this happen again. Wow. I mean, it's crazy. And he even said, this is the head of the CDC, because, of course, we have no Surgeon General. They don't have any top cop, really, to go to on this. They're talking about this so-called Ebola czar, which maybe now becomes a reality. But Frieden said that the slightly elevated temperature that this nurse had was a sign she shouldn't have got on the plane. She didn't have actual symptoms when she sat on that Frontier Airlines flight from Cleveland to Dallas. And he said, hey, there's an extremely low risk to anyone else on that plane. But by the way, we want the list of people and we want to call every single one of them and monitor them. So you do the math. 132 people. Who sat next to her? Who did she possibly bump against? Did she use the restroom? What happened when she got off the plane in the terminal in Cleveland? What happened on the leg from Dallas? What cars did she get into? Who did she encounter? Travel, I think, is the worst. This was why I was so up in arms and really, frankly, took a lot of flack from people on this. This was so up in arms about why are we flying to West Africa? I get it, healthcare people. I get we're trying to have military over there, but they're already there. Most of them are already there. And if there's more people that have to come in and out, we have military transport, giant cargo planes that we can put people on and move them. Because that's already been discussed, how to move people from there. So you tell me, we had the first case of Ebola at this Texas hospital. We have a healthcare worker diagnosed with Ebola, Nina Pham, who's in good condition. That's a good thing. And then we have this next healthcare worker who, by the way, was flown to Emory University, and she's there in Atlanta in an isolation center. So now they want to interview the passengers. Don't worry, but we want to interview you. Who's running the show? Do you feel safe, America? I'm just asking. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. diseases, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Further down the street, the people wait out low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, it's a bullet sprint. To the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, yeah. Don't get to do another one bites the dust.
All right, we're back at it here on Trusty America Tonight. Just 10 miles from that hospital where both of those healthcare workers have now come up with Ebola, have come down with Ebola. One in good condition, the other one was flown with all the safety you can imagine, right, to Atlanta. Although she'd gotten on a plane, as I explained, to Cleveland from Dallas. Her fever spiked. She called the CDC, and they didn't tell her not to get on the plane, so she did. Then after the fact, they said, well, we have these guidelines, and so we're going to monitor everybody and tell them not to get on public transportation. I mean, they need better communications people. They need to hire crisis managers because they don't know how to handle a crisis, frankly. That's what the deal is. Nobody is sitting down and saying, okay, who, what, where, when, and why? Where are they going? What are we doing? What are the specifics? What's going on in their life? Otherwise, these people are going to assume they're safe, and they're going to do things that they're not really thinking about that could put other people in harm's way, which is what the case was with this nurse, because they're talking about, oh, she's a great person, and geez, she's so giving, and of course, I'm sure she is. Did she know she wasn't supposed to do that? No. Why? Because nobody told her that. What, is she an expert in Ebola? She did call in, though, because she was wanted to do what she should have done. Hey, listen, this is what's going on with me. So, Amber Vincent, I don't blame you. I don't want to stomp on another nurse. I'm going to blame the people in charge for dropping the ball. It's called have a meeting and lay a few things out. And shame on the CDC, because they're making excuses. Clearly, that's what it seems like to me. Jack Alexander, hello.
Hello, Kate. I don't know, was the intro of Queen's Another One Bites the Dust the best song to lead in with this?
it
reminds me of the day that we heard the news that Freddie Mercury died. I was working at a breakfast show at a Sydney radio station. Very gutter humour sort of thing, and there was a message on our desk when we came in that morning not to make fun of the death of Freddie Mercury because he died of AIDS. And the DJ that came in after us, this is when automation systems were just coming to Australian radio, he just told the computer for a random Queen song, and that came up. And guess who got the blame for it?
Who got the blame?
We got the blame for it.
Of course.
The manager thought that was us defying them, but oh no. But look, getting back to this Ebola thing, I don't know. Here's a radical idea. Anyone that is working with an Ebola patient needs to be in isolation themselves. If you're going, you know, if the hospital says, it says, okay, we have an Ebola patient, a suspected Ebola patient coming in. You are the nursing detail that is on there. Go home, you know, split them up. If you've got family that can bring extra clothes and uniforms and stuff in, order them to come in. Let them know you're going to be stuck in isolation for a little while because of this, and you don't want to spread it to the family. It just seems like common sense. But then
yes.
Again, when you're dealing with when animals are shipped overseas, quite often they sit in a quarantine period, so things like foot and mouth or avian flu, equine flu, or even avian flu for that matter, are not transferred, you know, and spread around the world. You know, why? And I'm not trying to say that we should treat that these wonderful nurses and doctors as animals, but they, you know, people working around these infectious diseases need to be quarantined. They need to be isolated away from their families. I mean, how would you feel if you were the nurse and you went home, you took this flight up to Cleveland, and okay, you survived, but you killed a member of your family because you stupidly got on the plane. And I think the nurse should take some of the blame here. Yes, she followed the CDC guidelines, but again, common sense would have said, hang on, I might be carrying this. It might flare up while I'm away. Maybe I shouldn't go and visit the family. I'm sure the family would fully understand.
You know, it's funny you say that too, Jack, because I was thinking just today I got a text from a friend who's canceling a meeting that she's having with a bunch of us because she has the flu. So she doesn't want to give us the flu. So a lot of us are considerate to our friends and family about the flu and about coughing and hacking and all the things that we do. But yet these healthcare people who are not informed, because I still blame the CDC for the big gaps in this. I think that there's this sense, I don't know, that they somehow were protected and they're not going to get it, which is so odd since the one nurse already got Ebola.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous what's going on. It's typical government. You know, let's blame the soldiers on the front line for our screw ups. It's always been too easy to do. And because there's no one accountable with the CDC or Health and Human Services, we have no Surgeon General. You know, there's no one for the buck to stop at. So, you know, bureaucrats being bureaucrats, they're going to keep passing the buck along the line as far as they can, and they're going to continue to blame the people most likely to die from their screw-ups.
Right. I agree. I mean, that in a nutshell is it. I mean, they're the ones, the people most likely to die, well said. That's it. The people who really don't even have half the facts, I think. And that's the other part of it. We're assuming that you got serious, that people really get the ABCs, and I think they don't. And I don't understand that. I just don't understand how you wouldn't have some giant meeting at the hospital with everybody and then separate meetings with the people who are in the middle of this. Why wouldn't you immediately have done that over the Tom Duncan thing and literally handed them something and said, you have to memorize this. This is the guidelines. This is everything. We want you to lock it down, lock your life down as much as possible. I don't get it.
Neither do I, Kate, but again, as I said, you know, usually most bureaucrats couldn't organize a beer in the Budweiser factory. But look, the spare room is cleaned up. There's fresh linen on the bed. You and Paul have a standing invitation. Jump on a plane. I've got the studio here. We can do America Tonight live in medical exile from rural Australia.
I love it. I want to go to medical exile in rural Australia. That sounds fun. Thanks, Jack. We are going to make an Australia trip happen no matter what. If it's Ebola that chases us there or something else. This is such a sad tale, friends, that you have a second nurse in this situation. Now you think, are they going to get it right next time if somebody else comes down with this? Because there are a lot of people that had brushes with Thomas Duncan. And when they say they're monitoring, how are they monitoring? How are they doing that? By the way, CDC guidelines, because a buddy of mine sent me little cliff notes on it, who's a doctor. And we've had a bunch of doctors on this show. We had terrific doctors earlier this week. And we're going to, because so many people were clamoring to hear Dr. Stone, we're going to let you hear Dr. Stone back from Liberia. But CDC guidelines warn airport screeners that travelers returning from West Africa with a temperature of 100.4 Fahrenheit and higher could be showing Ebola symptoms. And that threshold is nearly a degree higher than what Amber Vinson reported, except for that Amber Vinson was there with Thomas Duncan. So now if I was screening her and she said, Thomas Duncan, who died from Ebola, I was treating him with three other nurses or whatever. Hello, red flags are going to go up. That's the first thing I'm going to look at. And that's what I don't understand. The people that were really, really close to Duncan, why they didn't really monitor them. So here's the thing. Vinson is ill, but they say clinically stable. That's her now, because she's in Atlanta. She's at Emory University Hospital. They successfully have treated two other patients, and now they're treating a third, a male healthcare worker who was infected in Sierra Leone, and also Vinson, they're treating her too. Both of the healthcare workers that got Ebola had what you would call extensive contact with Duncan when he had, you know, terrible body fluid problems, vomiting, diarrhea, that kind of stuff. So they were exposed to Duncan when all of that was happening. So we go back to the same question. What do you think you need to know? And, of course, there's lots of concerns over the spread of Ebola. Are you concerned or do you feel safe? 855-266-5283. Jump on those phone lines. We'll talk to you next.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
In our next segment, dumb thing I shouldn't have done. Could it be getting on a plane when you suspect you might have Ebola? Yeah, I just can't blame the nurses because they scrambled around and they asked for guidelines. They weren't given any guidelines. So it makes you really wonder how seriously the whole Ebola thing was taken. Like, okay, we had this one case of Ebola. And every step along the way, it's been after the fact. Whoops. We should have admitted him into the hospital. Whoops, we should have cleaned up all of the material right away. But let's do it now. As Jack said, it's government basically following the same protocols. What is the protocol, please? Help us out here. All right, 855-266-5283, or you can send me an email. We'll check the mailbag in our next hour, America Tonight. .net. Did get one here earlier in the day. I wanted to go to this. This was from Edie. Kate, the listeners are concerned. Please tell me you are okay because you keep saying how close you are to the hospital. I hope you haven't had any brushes with any of those people. No. I don't. I have friends who are doctors or in healthcare, but they're not in this area. So, no, I haven't had any brushes with any physicians about that. Let's go to Ken in Washington. Hello, Ken.
Hello.
Hello, Ken. How are you?
Oh, good. Good. Yeah, the mention, the thing I was thinking when you were talking and other people are reflecting on is sometimes we take things for granted or it's going to be isolated or whatever, but if people look back in the United States back in 1918 to 1919, within a short span, there was what they called the Spanish influenza. And at that time, I don't have the figures in front of me, but there was millions of people that were killed worldwide. They call it the Spanish influenza because I believe they figured it migrated from Spain. But whether that's the case or not, still there was only 3 known islands throughout the throughout the entire world that were not infected. Other than that, my grandmother, she was treating, was involved. She was lived in Wisconsin during that time, during the winter. And anyhow, she was helping a family that had several kids. The father and the mother had the Spanish influenza, and the doctor was there treating them and everything. And she'd go in and feed the mother and the father soup. And anyhow, at one point she told me, and she never related this to me until later on in my late teens, that when she went in there to feed the father, the mother had already died. And when she fed the father, he was giving him soup, and then suddenly he just died.
Wow.
Right in front of her.
Wow.
With his eyes open.
Wow.
So,
you know, I'm glad you brought that up I'm glad you brought that up, and that, what a personal story, because that influenza pandemic was, as you were saying, 1918, right around there, 1918, 1919, it was
exactly.
So bad. It killed more than World War One. We had somebody on the show talking about that from World War One, who had seen these incredible artifacts a while ago. And they say they don't even know for sure, but between 20 and 40 million people, most devastating epidemic ever in world history.
Yeah. And there was
cool
only
stuff.
3, if I remember right, historically correctly, there was only 3 known islands that were not affected. And like I said, Obama, and with all due respect to different doctors and so forth, I think right now we're kind of taking it lightly, and it could spread. I remember at that time, I even remember reading about how people were told to wear masks when they traveled around town and on. But it didn't stop it. It didn't stop it. No more than all the gear that those nurses wore.
Right.
And before you know it, it was spreading throughout the entire world. And this was during the winter time.
Yeah, it was awful.
And I remember reading about how people were dying so quick, especially up in Wisconsin and so forth, where the ice was so thick and on, they were stacking bodies on top of bodies because they. And it was so frozen they couldn't dig them fast enough, you know.
It's terrible. If you look up anything in the history books about it, they just have pictures of the Grim Reaper, dressed in pants, just taking the lives of people. As you described, eyes open, boom, suddenly dead. It was terrible.
Yeah, my grandmother reflected when she was in her young years helping out fellow farmers. Because she was in a area where a lot of farmers were and helping out the one family. And both mother and father died and left behind several children. And I'm just saying that I thought it was interesting, if I remember correctly, there was one doctor that he was able to help his patients to overcome. And one of the things he found at the time, and maybe I'm standing correct, could be corrected, but was limes. And he put it in juice and had them drink that, and it seemed to help them to recover quicker.
Mm. Wow.
So, well, you know, I'd have to do some research on that again, but anyhow, I think the doctors need, and as well as the nurses need to quit taking it so lightly that it can do damage just like the Spanish influenza, which kind of took off in a small area. And before you know it, it was worldwide. And with all due respect to the president and the doctors, it can spread. And before I know it, it's at my doorstep.
Yep. Ken, so well said. Great call. Don't be a stranger. Thanks for sharing that story. He's right. And you know, see what he's saying there? All due respect to the way they're treating it too lightly. That's what it feels like to me. It feels like, oh, I guess we don't want to panic. Well, let's be honest. Just tell us the facts and just get it right. And that was brutal. If you look up anything about influenza, I mean, it was terrible. The mortality rate, 2.5%. And that was compared to all the previous, and think of the years, as he was saying, previous influenza epidemics. And look at what medicine was like then and everything else. But the key thing here is it's spread. And as Ken also mentioned, these nurses had protective gear and it didn't matter. Because why? They were treating Thomas Duncan when he was at his worst. Why? Because he had bodily fluids that they were handling. And then, you know, stories also come out that they didn't really know what to do with the waste originally. And there was no protocol because the nurses got so upset that they felt like they were being blamed when they were never told half of the things that they should have been told in the first place. And that's a big mistake. When you have something like Ebola and you're talking about dealing with it, why would you just, I keep going back to the same thing I said at the top of the show. I just don't understand why you wouldn't have a meeting and give all the facts out, give out a guidebook, give copies of what they need to do and be extra careful about. I mean, if I'm sorry, Tom Frieden, if it's me, I am on a plane. I realize everybody and their brother is calling him. But you tell me there's one patient in the country. I am the one patient that gets it in the country. I'm going to Dallas. I'm talking to the staff. I want to just have an impromptu meeting. I want to calm them in a way, but I want to tell them everything they need to know and things to look out for. That's what should have happened. And if it wasn't him, whoever second in command is, third, whatever, they should have been out there. So instead, you have this Amber Vinson, who was treating Thomas Duncan, gets on a plane, goes to Cleveland. Now, it's interesting because Jack, who called in, brought this up. And this is the first thing I thought when the whole thing happened with Tom Duncan in the first place. Why wouldn't they have the employees sort of on lockdown? Okay, you're going to have this duty and whatever. We're giving you overtime. Who cares what the money situation is? But we're comping you, whatever, for staying at the hospital. You have to stay at the hospital. So now they're offering employees rooms. And now they're saying, oh, don't get on public transportation. But that stuff should have happened in the very beginning. Get everybody up to speed immediately on the protective gear, not wrapping tape around their necks. That's ridiculous. That shouldn't have happened. So then they wonder, why is fear spreading? Let's try to not have people panic. But then you live in Iowa, Florida. You're listening to us in the great state of Florida, in Sarasota, in Arcadia, in Miami, in Jacksonville, wherever. I'm just picking random places, by the way. I know people are listening to us there. So, and you pop on the local station I'm on, and you hear breaking news. Another nurse has Ebola. She flew to Cleveland. I mean, what are you thinking when you hear that? You're thinking the same thing that we've just heard. It feels as though it had a sort of light feeling to it. I don't understand that. I mean, it might not be spreading across the United States, but anxiety for that virus is, and now wonder why, because of all the gaffes that they've had. They can't afford these gaffes. A second worker testing positive for Ebola should never have been able to get on that flight. Ugh. All right, dumb things I shouldn't have done. That's coming up around the bend here on America Tonight.
on Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Coming around the final turn here on America Tonight, just a couple of abbreviated dumb things I shouldn't have done. And we start with this one from Tom, who says, Kate, I wait for this segment every single week. It's a good break from Ebola. Here's the dumb thing that I did this week. I did something similar to what one of your other listeners did. I was watering some flowers for my wife, who was away for the first time in a long time, and I left the hose on. I basically flooded out our yard. A neighbor came knocking on my door, and that's the only reason I knew about the whole hose thing, so it was kind of stupid, I have to admit. Then there's this other one here from Tommy, who says, Kate, I did something a lot of people probably have done at some point in their life. I went to a store and I bought a whole bunch of things. I'm not a big shopper, so I kind of am a search and destroy guy. I ran. I had to get my wife a top. I ran and got some cool sunglasses, which I overpaid for. I got a few other things for my kids and had them all in a big bag. And then I was getting some other things, and I left the bag on a bench in the mall. So by the time I had gone back the things in the bag were all gone. It was such a bummer, such a sinker kind of feeling in my chest, you know, like your heart kind of sinks. Because I thought, wow, couldn't have someone just turned that in? And I went to the Lost and found their version of it in this mall anyway, and nobody had turned it in. They instead walked away with some pretty nice stuff. So needless to say, I'm wearing my cheap sunglasses. Hey, there's a song about that. Cheap sunglasses. That's the thing about sunglasses. Boy, you can get so burned on that. Great lenses, especially when you're in an area where you need them. I get it. But then, unfortunately, a lot of times you lose, when you buy the expensive ones, you lose them. You get hit by a wave, you leave them somewhere, you know, whatever the case might be. All right, and one more, and then we're, like I said, abbreviated dumb things. We're going to do one more, and then we'll go to the phones, and I'm sure people want to talk about Ebola and Spanish flu and other things. Okay, this one was from Jake. He says, Kate, I'm surprising you. I've never, to my knowledge, emailed you during dumb things. But my dumb thing was I had tickets to the hottest play or musical, I guess, on Broadway, The Book of Mormon. I was going to visit my girl, and because she was up there, has been up there for a while on a job thing, and I was going to surprise her. I left the tickets. But it was such a dumb, stupid thing. I called the box office, and they told me if nobody showed up with the tickets, which they were back at my place, I figured we'd be okay, they would believe my story, and they would give me a replacement ticket for free, and we could go and see it. So I had to sweat it out. I wasn't sure what was going to happen. What if somebody came in with counterfeit tickets? Because I hear that happen sometimes. But at the last minute, we were able to go, so it all worked out, except for that my anxiety level was through the roof. Yeah, you can't leave tickets, right? You know, listen, it's so easy, right? We got to come up with safe places and just remember where the safe place is. That's the other problem. Okay, on that note, let's go out to the phones. This is Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hello, can you hear me?
I got you loud and clear.
I think President Obama is listening to your show because he had a nice little press conference today, you know, and we've been talking about this thing pretty strong the last couple of days.
Yeah.
But, you know, people have to remember, Ebola is not something that just popped up this year. It's been around for 35 years. There's been 15 outbreaks. And if you're a nurse, in the United States and in the industrial world, you have studied Ebola. That has been covered for sure. Okay? They've even made like movies about it. There's, you know, so if you are a nurse in the only hospital in the United States that has the only patient that is infected with Ebola in the United States that dies in the United States, and then you see another nurse that was working with you get sick because she had a fever, just like the guy died, and you start to get a fever, you don't ask for permission to fly across the United States and back. You know?
It's not even funny, but it's funny because the stupidity. I mean, all the way around. And you know what? I do blame the CDC, Tomas. They didn't do anything that I think was worth jumping up about where they, why wouldn't they have been very thorough? Why wouldn't have Frieden come to Dallas or somebody that was, you know, the second in command, third in command, I don't care, somebody who does that, who would specifically, logistically be there to say, listen, I want everybody in this hospital now, pronto, ready to roll. You can switch up shifts or whatever. I'm going to do this three times and tell them everything to make sure that nobody is left out in the cold. And then, you know, then it's on the people to execute, to not do the stupid things.
Okay. If you go to Wikipedia and you look up the Spanish influenza, you will be shocked by the picture you see in Wikipedia. In the top right-hand corner, You know what they show? They show about 300 patients, and they're all soldiers in a tent.
Yeah.
Whoa. Huh?
It was bad. It really affected the soldiers.
We just sent 4,000 to the middle of the hot spot. And they say one of the things that really drives these things is if there's a military situation going on or a war or anything like that. So, but I tell you, you go to the Spanish Influenza Wikipedia page and you see all those soldiers there and you go, whoa. They're just trying to keep the lid on. When that lady called the CDC, the person who answered the phone, you know, she had their, if it's over 104, yes. If it's under 104, let them go. Don't worry about it. Because they don't want to have, you know, a long line of people at the hospital saying they have a temperature of, you know, 99.6. They're going to have to lower that now. What are they going to do when someone else calls up or someone's in the hospital over there with a 99.5 temperature? And, you know, one last thing, Kate, how do we know that both these nurses contacted it from Thomas Duncan? We don't. It could be some other people out there that are infected.
Oh, boy. Let's hope not. I think because of his, I mean, he was like crazy. Thanks, Tomas. He was crazy vomiting and had brutal diarrhea. That would be highly, highly contagious. So that seems likely that could have happened then. Mark is listening to us in Aberdeen. Hey, Mark, what's your take?
Hey, I called you on Ebola a couple nights ago, but I have something interesting for you and your audience. And I'm in Aberdeen, and my background is science, and I read this in the National Geographic, and it blew me away. The Spanish flu, which had nothing to do with the Spanish, their press was the first to report it. All these flus come out of the Orient. And what happens is you got the Oriental people, like the Vietnamese, whatever, and they're in little grass huts with dirt floors with chickens and pigs. And all the flus come from birds, and then they're transmitted through the pigs, and they are dumbed down in a sense. And then we have some immunity to them. And the epidemiologists started noticing that the Spanish flu looked very similar to a direct jump from the bird to the human. And when that happens, we've got problems. And you already know that. When it comes to the bird, you have no immunity. And they suspected, because we had no immunity to it, that it looked as though it was the bird flu. So how would they know? They dug up an Eskimo woman in the permafrost of Alaska that absolutely died of it. And they did an autopsy, and they went in the microscopes, and bingo, the Spanish flu was a bird flu.
Yeah, and look how bad, I mean, look how awful that was and how that spread. Mark, thanks for the history lesson. That was terrific. Yeah, you know, I slightly remember that, and now you bring it full front and center for us, just to prove, you know, his point about how tough that was, and that was the worst ever, the Spanish flu, the outbreak in 1918. You know what? It was caused by a strain of influenza called H1N1. It affected one-third of the world's population, as we've been saying. The worst devastation, worst ever. Thanks for hanging here on ATN.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.